Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Brishus Rabbi Schreier, and thank you again for continuing this, I guess, to have another week of Talmud Torah together. So we started yesterday to discuss some of the very important aspects of Chodesh Elul, some of the aspects of Tshuva. Some of us were not here, but let's just continue where we left off. Everybody who missed it can listen online. There's a story that's told about the Chafetz Chaim, that one time when he was traveling in Poland, he was going to a certain community, and he showed up in the shtibel of the Alexander Hasidim. I don't know what their descent is actually from, but the Alexander Hasidim was a certain sect of Hasidus in Europe. I don't know if they still exist, but he came to the shtibel, and it happened to be Erev Chodesh, not a little regular Erev Chodesh. And as we know, many communities have the practice on Erev Chodesh to go through what we call a Yom Kippur Katan. They say special slichos, they say special tfilos. So the Chafetz Chaim turned to the Hasidim in the shtibel, and he said, well, it's Erev Yom Kippur, why don't we go ahead and recite the slichos for Erev Yom Kippur, which is the Yom Kippur Katan. I'm sorry, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, so why don't we say the slichos for Yom Kippur Katan. So the Hasidim said back to him, what do you mean? We follow the Minhagim of the Rebbe. The Rebbe has the minig that he doesn't recite the Nusach of Yom Kippur Katan, so we don't either. So the Chafetz Chaim said, let me tell you a mashal. He said, there was once two people who got on a train together. And they get on this train, and one person says to the other, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Krakow. And where are you going? He says, I'm also going to Krakow. Oh, wonderful, why don't we travel together? They take seats next to one another. And they start talking the whole way, they carry on a conversation. Finally, they get to the first stop, and one man gets off. So the other one turns to him, he says, didn't you tell me you're going to Krakow? We're not there yet. Krakow is another five stops. So he says, well, let me explain it to you. You're a very wealthy man, so you can pay for a ticket that goes all the way from the first stop to the last stop. You can go straight to Krakow. I'm a very poor man, I can't pay for anything. So I pay for a ticket from one stop to get to the next. And then by the next stop, I raise money, I go around peddling, I collect money, in order that I should be able to get back on the train and continue. And then I keep going, each stop, finally I get to Krakow. That's my ultimate destination, but I don't have enough money to pay to get all the way there. Explain the Chafetz Chaim. The Alexander Rebbe, everybody knows, is a big tzaddik. So he can go one stop all the way to Krakow. He can go from one Yom Kippur to the next, one year to the next, and he's fine. He doesn't need to do tshuva in between, he's fine. But for the rest of us, we need to take stops along the way. We are very poor, said the Chafetz Chaim. Both you, the Hasidim, and me as the Chafetz Chaim, he said about himself, we don't have so much money, and therefore he suggested this is why we have the practice to have a Yom Kippur Katan every Erev Rosh Chodesh, because it gives us the opportunity to take stops along the way. And I believe that even though many of us don't have this opportunity of having Yom Kippur Katan, most of us don't go through the Slichos once a month and say it right before Rosh Chodesh, but we do have this opportunity in Elul and Slichos and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shuvah. We do have many stops along the way. We don't allow ourselves just to go from a Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, from one year to the next, and forget about tshuva in between. We have stops along the way because we need the stops along the way. We need the opportunities, we need these chances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to go ahead and be shoved b'tshuva along the way, and not just to rely on the fact that last Yom Kippur we did a tshuva, and this coming Yom Kippur we're going to do a tshuva. We need a lot that goes before and after the Yom Kippur process. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis and Hilchos Tshuva, Afal pisha tshuva v'atzaka yafa la'olam. Even though we know, says the Rambam, that tshuva and sa'aka, that to go and have bad feelings about everything that we've done wrong this year, it's yafa la'olam, it's something we are able to have an experience of throughout the year. However, he says, ba'asar yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yama kipurim hu yafer b'yoser. We know the aseres yimei tshuva, dirshu Hashem b'yimatzo, says the Rambam, this is a time when Hashem is even closer. Ba'med v'armamurim, says the Rambam, b'yachid. That's talking about an individual person. If he wants to do tshuva throughout the year, and he wants to do tshuva in aseres yimei tshuva, it's easier, it's more susceptible, the time of aseres yimei tshuva, to accept the tshuva than it is throughout the year. However, he writes, when we're talking about a tzibur, calls man she'osim tshuva v'tzokim b'leiv shalem. Any time that we collectively as a tzibur take upon ourselves to be shav b'tshuva and to be shav b'leiv shalem, says the Rambam, they are going to be answered. Shenemar k'Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. Any time that we collectively, that we as a tzibur call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that we want to do tshuva, that we want to become closer to Him, He will answer us. B'chol kareinu eilav. Any time we call to Him, He will answer, regardless of whether it's Rosh Hashanah, regardless of Yom Kippur. Like the Chafetz Chaim said, we have opportunities to make stops all along the way, and we need it, says the Chafetz Chaim, because we are aniyim, so to speak. We are like that peddler on the train who ultimately wants to get to Krakow. We want to get to a Yom Kippur, but the only way to ensure that we'll get there is if we make sure that along the way we take those stops and we take those opportunities as a tzibur to be shav b'tshuva. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin, very interesting stories there, that Reb Zeira was a big chassid. The Gemara says he was not a chassidish person like we call a chassid. He was a chassid. He was a very pious man. Chassidim are supposed to be pious also, but chassid in the Gemara means that you were very pious. So it says that when he knew that he had something wrong with somebody else, throughout the year he had some issue with somebody, so he would make sure that before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he would make sure to find himself in the context of that individual to give the individual an opportunity to remind himself, oh, I did something wrong to Reb Zeira and I should ask him mechila. And then the Gemara goes on to say that Rav also once had some sort of altercation, some sort of misunderstanding with one of the tabachim, with one of the butchers in the town. So Rav knew that it was coming Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it was coming the Yom HaDin, so what's going to be if this person doesn't ask him mechila? So the Gemara says that Rav made sure, he went out of his way, midas chasidus, he went out of his way to show that I want you to be shav b'tshuva, I want you to ask my mechila. If I don't go near your store, you're going to forget about it. You're not going to remember, and then you're going to be punished on Yom Kippur. If I go and walk by the store and give you the opportunity to ask me for mechila, then you will not be punished on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yitzchak Glazer, the pre-Yitzchak, pointed out from this Gemara that this is exactly, where do we get this idea from? That a person should prav this midas chasidus, and not only should he ask mechila from people who he's done wrong, but he should also make himself available to others who have done wrong to him, that they should have the opportunity. So he says, this we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Dear Shu Hashem Behimatsu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu comes to us. He walks in front of the butcher shop and he says to us, you've done things wrong to me. Here, I'm going to come right in front of you. I'm going to be in your face during Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I'm going to be in your face that you should remind yourself that now is the time that you should be shav b'tshuva. That is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, says the Pri Yitzchak. And this is what we in turn are supposed to do for others, that we remind ourselves and we remind each other that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is the one who's knocking at our door, who's waiting for us to be shav b'tshuva. He's reminding us each and every day as we get closer to the Yimei HaDin that we are supposed to be shav b'tshuva b'leiv shalom, and He is going to accept us if we do so. So we talk about the inyan of tshuva, the aspect of tshuva, and there's one interesting point that I always found to be fascinating. The slichos, the nusach and the slichos that we say is misnayig b'chasidus mochol avonos amo. What does it mean? It means God is noheg in a way which is chasidus, which is very above and beyond what He has to do, because He's mochal avonos amo, because He gives us forgiveness, He grants us the opportunity to do tshuva, that is considered a midus chasidus. And in fact, we find that the Mesilas Yesharim writes this in Perek Dalet of the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal writes as follows, Karoi, lemisha mamre pi habori yizbarach shemo, really al pi hadin, what should be the halacha? If somebody goes against what Hashem told him to do, shelo yehei tikun lachet klal, we should have no way of making good what we've done wrong. Ki hinei ba'emes, ech yisakin ha'adam es asher ivis behechti v'hachet kvar nasa. It doesn't make any sense. I've done something wrong, and now you're going to undo it? It was already done. Harei sheratzach ha'adam es chaveiro. Imagine, rachmana litzlan, somebody goes and kills somebody else. Intentionally, unintentionally, the person's dead. What are you going to do? Someone goes ahead, rachmana litzlan, and is mizaneh, says the Mesilas Yesharim. He goes and has inappropriate relationships with a woman. What are you can't take that back. What was done. Let's say a mamzer was born. Mu'uvas le'yachaliskon. It happened already. What are you going to do now? It's too late. So too he says, isn't this the same thing? God tells me not to do something. I go ahead and I do it. It's as if I murdered someone. Now I can't bring that person back to life. So how can I go ahead and do tshuva? The same way we understand that if you murder someone, rachmana litzlan, you can't bring it back. So too, how do we understand, says the Mesilas Yesharim, it doesn't really make any sense why we can go and bring back that which we've done wrong, those averus, how can we make good for what we've done wrong toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Mesilas Yesharim, it must be that this is all a midas chasidus, this is all lifnim mishuras hadin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us, misnahig b'chasidus, He's so kind to us that He gives us this opportunity to do tshuva, even though it doesn't really make sense. Al pishuras hadin, once we've done wrong, it should be, that's it, it's too late, as if you've killed someone, it's too late to make up what you've done wrong. And so too says the Rabbeinu Yonah, really quoting a Yerushalmi in Makkos, that we assume that the opportunity to do tshuva, that this experience that we have, is really michazdo yisbarach. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a gift. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says that he asked the Chafetz Chaim the following question. Rabbi Chanan was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. So he writes that he asked the Chafetz Chaim the following problem that he had. How can you assume, based on the way we say in Slichos, misnayig v'chasidus, oh, God is so merciful, He's so kind that He gives us the opportunity to do tshuva. How can the Mesilas Yesharim say that it's so kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the chance to do tshuva? What do you mean? We have a Gemara that says in Kiddushin Daf Mem as follows. Reb Shimon Yochai Omer, Afilu Tzadik Gomer, Kol Yamav, even if a person is righteous his entire life, Umarad Ba'achrona, the last minute, all the way in the end of my life, I've been doing great all along, I've been a mashpia, I've been doing wonderful things, mitzvahs, ma'isim tova, my whole life, I'm teaching Torah, I'm doing wonderful things, I was honest in my business, still, Marad Ba'achrona, the last moment of my life, I decide all that I did was meaningless. I did something wrong. Now, the last moment, Ibid es harishonos. I could be 100 years old, and I've done mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim my whole life. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed. If I decided to end, Daf Mem, if I decided to end that I'm not interested anymore, then I lose Ibid es harishonos. Says the Gemara. And the same goes in the opposite direction. Afilu rasha gomar kol yamav. Even if you have somebody who's a terrible person his whole life, never does mitzvahs, never learns Torah, never does anything good, still, v'asa tshuva b'achrona, the last moment you decide you want to do tshuva, eimaz kirin lo shuv risha. We don't remind you of the past 100 years of all the terrible things you've been doing. The tshuva is accepted. Says the Gemara, how can you tell me we throw out everything that you've accomplished in your life? So the Gemara says that's only talking about a case where the person is tohe al harishono. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where I've been a tzaddik my whole life, and the last moment I wake up and I say, everything that I did was false. I wasn't interested in doing these mitzvahs. And I start asking questions about everything that I've accomplished in my life, and I start saying, I'm not interested in this. And now I start doing averus the last moment of my life. That's when the Gemara says, you've lost everything you've done. Ask Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. If we assume that if a person has a machshava, if a person thinks poorly about the mitzvahs that he's done, he will lose everything that you've done, even though it was the last 100 years of my life, I've been doing wonderful things, but once I think about it and I say I don't want it, I lose everything I had, then the same should go in the opposite direction. If I've done averus my whole life, and now my last moment I wake up and I say, oh, I want to do tshuva, I want to be a good person, so we know, mida tova meruba, mida peronius. How can you say that Hashem is a gomel chesed for allowing us the opportunity to do tshuva? That's not a chesed, that's not lefnim meshuras hadin. He has to do it. Why? Because if we consider it the other way, if in the other direction, says Rabbi Chanan, God would consider it if I was a tzaddik my whole life and the last moment I decide to regret everything I've done, I lose all the mitzvahs that I did, well, the same should go in the other direction. And how can you tell me over here that all of a sudden, God is so merciful for allowing us the opportunity to do tshuva? It makes a lot of sense that He allows us the opportunity to do tshuva. The same way He can take away all of our mitzvahs if we decide on the last moment that we don't want to recognize the mitzvahs that we've done. This was the question that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was bothered with, and this is what he posed to the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim gave him an explanation. There's a difference between tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira. We don't have enough time. It's almost time for mincha. That was the Chafetz Chaim's explanation. Rabbi Chanan himself suggested a different shot. Rabbi Chanan said as follows. When a person does a mitzvah, there are two things that are accomplished. Number one, says Rabbi Chanan, you have made HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal happy. You did what He asked you to do. Number two, not only did you do the Ratzon Hashem, not only did you do that, but He says what you've also done is you have been borei a malach shemashpia alav u'meilutz tov ba'ado. You have created a malach in heaven, whatever that means. It's hard for us to understand exactly what it means, but you've made some sort of malach, some sort of celestial being that is going to be mamlitz tov on the world, that is going to do good things for the world. And similarly, He says in the opposite direction, when a person does an avera, not only have you rebelled, not only have you not listened to God, which is problem number one, but problem number two is you have created a malach e'chavala. You have created a negative malach by doing so as well. Explains Rabbi Chanan, do you want to understand what the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Well, here's the kindness. That Gemara that says, a person who's toa ala rishonos, I've done mitzvahs my whole life, 100 years of mitzvahs, I'm a big tzaddik. So imagine the amount of malachim I've created, imagine the amount of goodness that I caused God. Well, now the last moment I regret everything that I did. So, all you lose by that regretting, says Rabbi Chanan, is you lose the fact that what? You lose the fact that you made God happy, because now you're telling God, I wasn't interested in everything that I did. But with regard to the second point of the creation of malachim that you've done, that God will never take away. Because that's something you created, that's something that's there, that's something that will never be lost. However, says Rabbi Chanan, you know what the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? When we go in the other direction, when you've done averus your whole life, and now you've rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you feel that it's time for you to do tshuva, time for you to repent, time for you to come back to Him, says Rabbi Chanan, not only do we take away the ill will that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, has toward you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also erases all of the malachei chavala. He kills them. He doesn't allow them to exist anymore. Because if you did a sincere tshuva for what you've done wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes above and beyond what He normally would do. He goes above and beyond and He gets rid of, He destroys those malachei chavala that you brought into the world. This is what Rabbi Chanan explains is why we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Misnahig B'chassidus. It's a tremendous chesed that He does for us. Not only does He allow us to get away from that merit, from that act of rebellion, but He also allows us to destroy those malachei chavala that we have created through the terrible averus that we've done. They say from one of the Belzer Rebbe is a beautiful pshat. The Gemara has in But Metzian Daf Lamed, when we talk about the halachos of Hashavas Aveda, so the Gemara says there are provisions of when a person is mechuyev to be meshav Aveda and when not. So one of them is if, let's say, we assume I'm a high-powered lawyer and I make, let's say, $1,000 an hour. Sounds reasonable?
Reasonable.
Right? So a lawyer, what? So a lawyer makes a lot of money, and now he goes on the street and he sees a young child has lost a little toy. So the toy is worth $5. So what's going to happen? I'm going to go pick up the toy, then I'm going to go to the child's house, then I'm going to go return it. It's going to take me a few hours. How much money am I losing along the way? I'm losing thousands of dollars. So if it's a case like that, if the loss is greater than the gain, you would not be mechuyev to go and return the object. Why? Because by returning the object, that person is going to have to repay me. They're going to have to reimburse me for everything I lost. If I would have asked them from the outset, do you really want me to return this? Are you going to have to pay me $5,000 to return the $5 toy? Of course, they would have said no. Another provision the Gemara says is, when you have a zakin ve'enu lefi chvoda, which means you have a Talmud Chacham walking in the street. The way my father always described it to me, you have a Talmud Chacham walking in the street, and a woman's bathing suit drops out of her bag. So now, what are you going to do? He's going to go and pick it up? It's not respectful. Now he's going to have to go knocking on the doors. Every house in the neighborhood is going to have to go knock on the door and say, excuse me, did you lose this? So it's very embarrassing. It's a zakin ve'enu lefi chvoda. It's not kafi, his respect, to go around and have to return that. So we assume in a case like that, Hashavas Aveda would not apply. However, says the Gemara, since we know that the covet of a Talmud Chacham really belongs to him, Tarasi Delay, I have become a Talmud Chacham, therefore I gain my own respect. So since we assume that way, the Gemara says, I have the right also to be mochel on my covet. And therefore the Gemara says, if I choose to return the object anyway, it's a Midas Chasidus, it's the Fnim Meshuras Hadin to go ahead and return that object, even though you would say on the face value, it's not proper for me to do that. So that just means I'm not mechuyev to embarrass myself, but if I choose to embarrass myself anyway, so I can. So says the Belzer Rebbe, that's exactly what goes on over here. We have been lost for a whole year. We're in the dark. We've done averus. We've gone so far away from the path that we're supposed to be on. And God looks at us, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, and he sees people wandering around in a maze. They don't even know where they are anymore. They're living in a dark, black world. And finally he says, well, it's time to do Hashavas Aveda. However, Zakin Ve'enu Lefi Chvodo, I'm not mechuyev to return them back on their path. I don't have to really put them back on the right track. Look how far they've gone. Look what they've done to themselves. It's a zakim ve'enu lefi chvodo. It's beneath me to go and bring them back to where they belong. In fact, the Shalah writes, Rav Soloveitchik has it in the Ala Tshuva, quoting from the Shalah, what does it mean, Tshuva? Where does that word come from? He says it's from Beheshev Asagzela. It's from returning, Beheshev, giving something back. That's exactly what we're talking about over here. The process of Tshuva is that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the chance to find our way, which we have gotten lost in. We're in a maze. We're living in a derech, in a world that's so lost from where we're supposed to be. So really, Me'ikar Adin, says the Belzer Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, Zakin Me'enu Lefi Chvodo, I don't have to take you back. It's beneath me to take you back. Look what you've done. Look how far you've drifted from me. And that's what we say, Misnaheg B'chassidus Mochel Avonosamu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for going above and beyond. Lifnim Meshuras Adin, even though the Gemara says, Zakin Me'enu Lefi Chvodo is not mechuyev to return the lost object, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes above and beyond and he says, I'm going to return you anyway. I'm going to give you the opportunity to come back to me, even though you have lost yourself. And let's just close with the Medrash that writes on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Chaneini Elokim Kechazdecha. David HaMelech says, L'mahaya David Domeh, what am I comparable to? Says the Medrash, L'mishahaya B'yado Makeh. You have somebody who gets some sort of terrible injury, Uba Eitzel HaRofe, and he comes to the doctor, Va'omer HaRofe, Eina Toyachal Yisrapos. I'm sorry, I cannot cure you. Why? Hamakahi gedola, the injury that you have suffered is so severe, it's so intense. V'hadam biyad chamat. What do you bring? You brought a $5 bill. You think I give you an open heart surgery with a $5 bill? It's a joke. So what does the person say? Amarle v'bakasha mimcha. He pleads with the doctor and he says, Kach lecha kol ma sheyeshli ba'olam hazeh. Take everything that I have. Take my house. Take my cars. Take every possession that I have. All I need right now is to have the open heart surgery. And even though it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars and I don't have it, do me a favor. Take everything I own and at least the rest of it should be a favor. V'hashar mishalcha asei mi chesed v'rachem alai. Says David HaMelech, this is what the Medrash says, v'chein amr David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaneini Elokim chasdecha. God, I ask of you, please, grant us your kindness. Rachamon ata achorov rachamecha mechei p'sha'ai. Har bechesed asisa imadi. We look at ourselves and we say, we are like that person who has such a severe injury, who has done so bad, who has done so poorly throughout the year and who has not remembered what the derech is supposed to be. David HaMelech says, yeah, we don't have enough money to pay for the surgery that we need. We don't really have the right to ask that you should take care of us, that you should heal us, because what are we going to give you back? How are we paying for this? However, we ask, Chaneini Elokim Kechazdecha. do us a favor, go above and beyond, we'll give you everything we have, we'll give you of ourselves, we're willing to give ourselves over to you, and everything that we own, and everything we possess, and every thought that we think, we're willing to give over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to surrender it all. All we ask is you should fill in the rest, you should be a Baal Chesed, you should be Misnaig B'Chasidus, and give us the extra money, so to speak, that we're missing, that we cannot pay, that we cannot afford to be healed, that we cannot afford to be taken back. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that for us. So this is what Chodesh Elul is really for. It's a time for us to think about, like the Chafetz Chaim said, that we have stops along the way. We cannot pay. Unfortunately, we're aniyim. We don't have enough mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that will get us from one Yom Kippur to the next. We don't have enough wonderful acts that can get us from one year to the next. However, said the Chafetz Chaim, we're not like the rich man who can go all the way from the first stop all the way to the last stop, which is in Krakow. We have to take stops along the way. Those stops along the way, one of those opportunities is not only Elul, but it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur, it's the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's the Shabbos Shuva. It's a time for all of us to take those opportunities and take those stops and actually make the most of them. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Amen.